Shalom and Yeshua. This is Rabbi Deborah Brandt, and this is day 7 of the 40 days of Teshuvah. Again, daily we read Psalm 91 and Psalm 27. The goal of El Chet is to get to the root of the problem, to become more like Yeshua and to be conformed to His image, and Torah is a process. It does not happen overnight. The key is never to give up, because He does not give up on us. We are all under construction and a work in progress. El Chet number 6. And for the sin that we have sinned before you through immorality. You know, we are living in a time where evil is called good and good is called evil. And there are so many abominations going on that we really need to pray, sanctify ourselves, set ourselves apart. And be careful, sanctify our eyes and our ears, the gateways to our heart. God is very serious about His people being set apart and being holy, spirit, soul, and body. We are used to hearing the words, but we are under grace and we do not need the law. What have we done was use grace as a license to sin and then repent. The Torah teaching and instructions is very clear on immorality. The problem is that if we think that the law no longer applies to us, that means that we can do what we please. Absolutely not. Here is what the Torah, God's word, has to say about sexual sins. These are 24 laws from the Torah regarding sexual immorality. These laws were given to His people to protect us from not only sexually transmitted diseases, but also moral decay and emotional breakdown as well. When we transgress God's laws of morality and choose immorality, we open our lives and the lives of our descendants to the curses found in Torah. Again, how many lives have been destroyed due to disregarding God's commandments? And you may say to me, well, we're being Deborah Brandt, we're believers, we wouldn't do that. I can tell you many, many times I have counseled with Christians who were living together and trying to make an excuse for it, that it was okay. And I had to, again, direct them to the Word and say, no, it's not okay. We have seen these laws transgressed by a number of priests who have destroyed how many innocent lives due to sexual immorality. Congregations destroyed because the pastor had an affair and left his wife for another woman, or even vice versa. Churches that once preached the truth of God's Word, voting to ordain homosexuals and saying it's okay to live contrary to God's standards. Laws trying to be passed to protect the sins listed below, which I'm going to mention. Not to mention TV and movies that are getting more and more sexually explicit. We need to say no to sin and not even look at it. If the internet, TV, or movies are bringing temptation into your life, then you need to turn the source of the temptation off. You have the choice of what you watch. Nobody's forcing you to watch movies that are sexually explicit, to look at magazines that are sexually explicit. I can tell you how many times I've read statistics about Christians being involved in pornography. So here's a list of sexual relations, forbidden sexual relationships according to Torah. These are mostly found in Leviticus 18 and the last one, Leviticus 22. But I'm just going to read the list down. And again, this is all found in Leviticus 18. Not to indulge in familiarities with relatives such as kissing, embracing, winking, skipping, which may lead to incest. Not to commit incest with one's mother. Not to commit sodomy with one's father. Not to commit incest with one's father's wife. Not to commit incest with one's sister. Not to commit incest with one's father's wife's daughter. Not to commit incest with one's son's daughter. Not to commit incest with one's daughter's daughter. Not to commit incest with one's daughter. Not to commit incest with one's father's sister. Not to commit incest with one's mother's sister. Not to commit incest with one's father's brother's wife. Not to commit sodomy with one's father's brother. Not to commit incest with one's son's wife. not to commit incest with one's brother's wife, not to commit incest with one's wife's daughter, not to commit incest with the daughter of one's wife's son, not to commit incest with the daughter of one's wife's daughter, not to commit incest with one's wife's sister, not to have intercourse with a woman in her menstrual period, not to have intercourse with another man's wife, not to commit sodomy with a male, not to have intercourse with a beast, that a woman shall not have intercourse with a beast. And then Leviticus 22, not to castrate the males of any species, neither a man nor a domestic or wild animal, not a fowl. The Brit Hadashah also deals with immorality in Romans chapter 1, beginning with verse 21. This is the Tree of Life version. For even though they knew God, they did not glorify Him as God or give thanks. Instead, their thinking became futile, and their senseless hearts were made dark. Claiming to be wise, they became fools. They exchanged the glory of the immortal God for an image in the form of mortal man and birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. Therefore, God gave them over in the evil desires of their hearts to impurity, to dishonor their bodies with one another. They traded the truth of God for a lie and worshipped and served the creation rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this reason, God gave them up to shameful passions. Even their women exchanged natural relations for what is against nature. Likewise, the men abandoned natural relations with women and were burning with passion towards one another, men committing shameful acts with other men and receiving in themselves a due penalty for their error. And just as they did not see fit to recognize God, God gave them over to a depraved mind to do what is not fitting. They became filled with all unrighteousness, wickedness, greed, and evil. They are full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, malice. They are gossips, slanderers, God-haters, insolent, haughty, boastful, inventors of evil, disobedient to parents. They are foolish, faithless, heartless, and ruthless. Though they know God's righteous decree that those who practice such things deserve death, they do not only do them, but also approve of others who practice the same. And then 1 Corinthians chapter 5, beginning with verse 1, it is actually reported that among you there is sexual immorality, and such immorality as is not even among the pagans, that someone has his father's wife. And you are puffed up. Shouldn't you have mourned instead, so that the one who did this deed might be removed from among you? For even though I am absent in body, I am present in spirit, and I have already passed judgment on the one who has done such a thing, as though I were present. So here again we see Paul affirming the Torah regarding purity among believers. It is because people have rejected God's moral standards as found in His Torah, His Word, from Genesis to Revelation, that we have the moral decay we are seeing today. Journal, food for thought. When the Torah speaks of immorality, it usually refers to sexual immorality. Since sex is the strongest human drive next to survival itself, it can therefore be used to achieve the greatest degree of holiness within the confines of marriage between a man and a woman, or, as we so have often witnessed, the greatest degree of debasement. Ask yourself, have I become addicted to viewing pornography or sexually explicit movies? Have I committed adultery even though I call myself a Christian? Have I allowed myself to become dull to sin and allowed my flesh to dominate me rather than the Word? Do I need to repent of these sins and make a commitment to live a life that is holy and pleasing to God? Do I realize how sexual immorality reduces the spiritual potential of future more holy unions? I'm going to read a prayer now for committing to live a life of purity. Father, we come before your throne of grace in the name of Yeshua. At one time we walked habitually following the course and fashion of this world, under the sway of the tendency of this age. We lived and conducted ourselves in the passions of our flesh, our behavior governed by our corrupt and sensual nature, obeying the impulses of the flesh and the thoughts of our mind. Our cravings dictated our senses and our dark imaginings. But Father, you are so rich in mercy, even when we were dead, slain by our own shortcomings and trespasses. You made us alive together in union with Messiah. And it is by your grace, your favor, and mercy that we did not deserve that we are saved, delivered from judgment, and made a partaker of Messiah's salvation. You raised us up together with him and made us sit down together, giving us joint seating with him in the heavenly sphere in Messiah, the Anointed One. You are our Father. We are your child. Since we are in Messiah, we are a new creature. All things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. In accordance with your word, we rid ourselves of all malice and all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and slander of every kind. Like a newborn baby, we crave pure spiritual milk so that by it we may grow up in our salvation, now that we have tasted that you, Yahweh, are good. Father, forgive us for the years of watching, reading, and listening to vile things. We submit to Yeshua, our Messiah, who loves us and gave himself up for us so that he might sanctify us, having cleansed us by the washing of the water with the word, and that he might present us to himself in glorious splendor without spot or wrinkle or any such thing, that we might be holy and faultless. Thank you for the blood of Messiah, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself unblemished to you, which cleanses our conscience from acts that lead to death, so that we may serve you, the living God. Thank you for the Ruach HaKodesh who dwells in us. He is holy, chaste, and pure. We ask for and receive an impartation of the wisdom that comes from heaven. It is first of all pure, then peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy, good fruit, impartial, and sincere. May our words issue from a pure heart, and may they be pleasing to you. Yahweh, your Holy Spirit, your Ruach HaKodesh is our counselor. Change our impure language and give us a clear and pure speech from pure lips that we may call upon your name to serve you. We are transformed, changed by the entire renewal of our mind and bring our thoughts into obedience to your word. We fix our thoughts on what is true and good and right. We determine to think about things that are pure and lovely and dwell on the fine good things in others. We think about all that we can praise you for and are glad. We keep and guard our heart with all diligence, and above all we guard, for it is flows the springs of life. What an incredible quality of love you have given, shown, bestowed upon us, that we should be permitted to be named and called and counted as children of God. We are now your child, and it is not disclosed, made clear what we shall be hereafter, but we know that when Yeshua comes and is manifested, we shall, as your child, resemble and be like him, for we shall see him as he really is. We have this hope resting on him, and we cleanse and purify ourselves just as he is pure, chaste, undefiled, and guiltless. Through the power of the Ruach HaKodesh given to us, we are an overcomer by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. In Yeshua's name, amen.